from the Alan Samuel Studios. This is the John Mara Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Is Rivera stepping in the first pitch is lifted high in the air to right field towards the corner. Enzo is there. He makes the catch, and the Bears come back to take the opener against UCF. 5-4, the final. The Bears are in the Big 12 tournament for the first time since the 2022 season, but you can worry about that later. Tonight, for the second game in a row, they come back in the late stages of a Big 12 ball game. Three runs in the ninth inning gives the Bears a 5-4 win.
The John Mara Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that the season's on the line, and we're getting close to the finish line now, and nobody in our dugout wants to be done playing. So, I mean, we're fighting every second to get as many wins as we can and fight to continue to extend our season. So it was awesome. It was an awesome fight tonight, and to see our guys like really dig deep, like you said, and get the job done, it just feels so good. It feels really rewarding. So I was really happy about it.
You're listening to the John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
We just kept going, and I'm just proud of the fight. I'm proud of the fight of the guys. There was some great competitiveness in this dugout tonight. Bear fans should be proud of this team.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Media Network. Derek Smith, Tom Barfield with the call. Baylor Radio right here on ESPN Radio, your flagship station for Baylor Athletics. And that was baseball from the weekend against UCF. Now the Bears open play tomorrow in Arlington. Baylor, the number 10 seed in the Big 12 tournament that begins tomorrow. Welcome in. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday. We'll talk some Big 12 baseball today. Aaron, this will be a treat. Pat Combs will join us. Pat is our color analyst on the Big 12 Now on ESPN. It's not Big 12 Now anymore. It's just Big 12 on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Broadcast.
Okay.
It changed. Yeah. But Pat, our color analyst for a good number, most of the Baylor baseball games this year, former Baylor pitcher, first-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Phillies, major league pitcher, and so well-connected. It's fun for me to kind of ride the coattails of Pat Combs and, you know, just see the connections that he has. Every team that comes in, every coach he knows, they know him. Players that he has coached are on those teams. So, Pat, very well-connected. So we'll talk Big 12 baseball with him. Baylor, yes, but also the league overall and
right.
What the league might do and who's the favorite to win the tournament this week, all those good things. So it'll be fun to visit with Pat Combs coming up in a bit.
Yeah, always great to hear from him. Like, he obviously, you know, playing professional baseball gave him some inside knowledge, but like, he is a baseball guy through and through. Like, there's very few people that know the game better than him.
Yeah, very much so. So I always enjoy, just like I do working with Pat Nunley on basketball, I enjoy working with Pat Combs. And somebody said, what are you doing? You're trying to get everybody named Pat so you'll get their name right? I said, well, it does help sometimes.
It does make it easier to throw it to them overlap. If you just have to say Pat. Only have to say Pat every time.
Pat, right.
What do you think of that?
Hey, Pat. Yeah, Pat. Yeah. But it is, I really do learn a lot from them working with them. So that's a lot of fun. The tournament begins tomorrow. And, here is, I'm looking for the, you have that handy, the, bracket of the games coming up tomorrow. I'm getting to it, but the games, there's four first round games tomorrow. There's four more on Thursday. And, then the semifinals on Friday, and the championship game comes up on Saturday. So that is the schedule for the Big 12 baseball tournament that begins tomorrow in Globe Life Field in Arlington. All right, so here is the schedule. It begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow. 9 a.m. breakfast baseball at Globe Life Field. It is BYU and Arizona State.
Oh, okay. I was like, where's he seeing the 9 a.m. guy? I found it.
You got it? Yeah. Okay. Two teams from the Mountain time zone are going to play at 9 a.m.
I didn't think about that.
In the Central time zone. So that's 8 a.m. body time for those guys.
Ooh.
I mean, for baseball.
To start the game.
Yeah. Yes. For baseball, 9 a.m. is a really early start, but it's 8 a.m. body time for BYU and Arizona State. Arizona State, the number 5 seed, really came on strong at the end of the year, and BYU, the number 12 seed. So that's the first game at 9 a.m., 12:30 or thereabouts our time. 9th seed Texas Tech versus number 8 seed Cincinnati. The Baylor game is at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Baylor, the 10 seed versus 7 seed Oklahoma State. Broadcast beginning at 3:45 here on ESPN Central Texas. We'll be live at Globe Life Field tomorrow in the 2 p.m. hour. And then the nightcap tomorrow scheduled for 8 o'clock or thereabouts, 6 seed Kansas State versus number 11 seed Houston. So that's the first day of games. The top 4 seeds swing into action on Thursday. 4 seed Arizona, first game of the day, another Mountain time zone team. Arizona gets the winner of BYU Arizona State. 12:30 regular season champ West Virginia, the number 1 seed, they get the winner of Cincinnati and Texas Tech. West Virginia, their first ever Big 12 championship. See how they parlay that into the Big 12 tournament. The Baylor Oklahoma State winner gets second seed Kansas on Thursday at 4 o'clock. Then the late game on Thursday, 7:30 or so, third seed TCU gets the winner of Kansas State and Houston.
And oh, by the way, Kansas finished second in the conference, which is
really
going to
shock
some people, including me.
Which is the highest they've ever finished. So highest ever finish for them, highest ever finish for West Virginia. So two teams that have had outstanding regular seasons.
And good for West Virginia, man. They had the Big 12 title locked up, I think, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Texas last year. That's in right. The conference, and just fell apart down the stretch and then got swept the last series of the season to lose it. It was brutal. Yeah. So congratulations to West Virginia baseball on a well-deserved title.
First-year head coach, and look what they did. They win the league for the first time. So that's the schedule of games, all the Baylor games right here on ESPN Central Texas. We'll be live at Globe Life Field tomorrow in the 2 p.m. hour. That Baylor game, by the way, will be on ESPN Plus and on ESPNU, I believe. A lot of those games simulcast on ESPNU. Yeah, it will be on ESPNU. So, but listen right here to Tom and Derek and get all the insight of Baylor baseball in the Big 12 tournament. Media with baseball today before they packed up and left. That was about 12:30 today. We got to visit with, so how about this, Max Calderon with Media Relations. He picks the guys that he, you know, runs through to meet with the media. Today it was Tyreek Kemp. Mm-hmm. Really good. You want to talk to him.
Sure.
And Gabe Craig. You want to talk to him.
Yes,
also.
Absolutely.
So two guys that are having just outstanding seasons. I mean, Gabe Craig, you look at the numbers. I'm biased, but you look at the numbers. He is the best reliever in the country.
Yes. Like, this is taking nothing away from all the other great seasons of other Baylor baseball players, but those two have just been like superstar, you know. With the Tyreek multiple times on SportsCenter top 10 for amazing defensive plays. And like you said, we got the best reliever in the country here.
Yeah, really comforting. One of the questions Jerry Hill asked Coach Mitch Thompson was, is it comforting or how comforting is it to know you've got Gabe Craig back into the bullpen? And Mitch was like, duh, pretty comforting. Very comforting. So that's what Baylor has, the back end of the bullpen with Gabe Craig. His there's a lot of impressive numbers for Gabe. I think his ERA right now is 0.59, best in the country, 0.59.
That's a crazy ERA.
I know. But I think the thing most impressive, and it has been all year, is strikeout-to-walk ratio. In Big 12 play, Gabe Craig, 31 strikeouts, 1 walk. 31-1.
That's almost impossible to do. That's literally like a Greg Maddux type number. People
that's
don't
a good
even
comparison.
Get anywhere close to doing anything like that. That's an amazing stat.
So Bears going to have everything you know within them to what else you got?
His whip is 0.53. 0.53.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Low.
Yeah. And am I right on that ERA? 0.59?
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Man. Incredible stats.
Yeah.
That's my, like, for a reliever, those are Mariano Rivera stats.
So that's the back end of the bullpen. Gabe Craig, hopefully headed toward All Big 12 and All America honors. Tyreek Kemp, I think, also in a league full of really good shortstops. I think he's got a chance to be the All Big 12 shortstop. I think he deserves it. I don't know if he'll get it, you know, because the Bears finished 10th in the league. But he sure deserves it. If you watch him play day in and day out, oh, my gosh. His batting average is over 100 points higher than it was last year. And the defensive plays alone that he makes are just spectacular.
Yeah, like if you're voting for that and you know nothing about it except for the, you know, his defensive prowess, if the offense is decent, you got to make him first team. And it's better than decent.
That's true. All right, so we'll visit with Pat Combs about all of that coming up in a bit. We are glad you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon, warmish in Central Texas. Today was, Aaron, really the first day that I walked the dogs and thought, I think summer's here.
Yeah, this will be – I've had one really hot day where I walked. This will be the second.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not looking forward to it, but hopefully there'll be a little bit of a breeze at least.
Yeah,
there was not yesterday. It's supposed to – well, there was, but they said winds 25, 30 miles an hour.
Oh.
In the heat, I did not perceive any – any
really?
Winds anywhere like close
that.
To that. No,
holy
it was,
cow.
I cut it short. I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go home.
Yeah, warmish for sure. All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. We're glad you're with us in the Alan Samuels studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
From the first workout to the last practice, sports is an incredible and rewarding challenge. Hi, everyone. This is Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, and we're proud to support each athlete, every parent, and our educators. From families, small businesses, to the biggest industry, we're here to help. With remarkable products like mortgage lending, we've got banking ideas that fuel big dreams. The First National Bank of Central Texas, familiar faces making local decisions.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
It could be as simple. Or maybe something a little bigger. Or it may be your just doesn't. Don't worry, give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing Service, LLC. Accurate, courtesy, trustworthy service. Axe Plumbing is backflow certified, so whether you have problems with your water heater, toilets, water leaks, sewer problems, Axe Plumbing will be there for you. Veteran owned and operated by Tim Truax. Give Axe Plumbing a call today at 254-744-5554. That's 254-744-5554. License number M-45165. Give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing.
Looking for the perfect boat? Look no further than Marineland Boating Center, Google's highest-rated boating dealership in Texas. They've got Yamaha boats, the number one selling sport boat 5 years running, plus Marineland Boating Center's Yamaha Marine Pro service to keep you on the water. Want more thrills? Check out their lineup of Yamaha Wave Runners for nonstop fun. So why wait? Visit Marineland Boating Center, your authorized Yamaha dealer, I-35 at 340 South, or online at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
ESPN Central Texas is your flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at barnettcontracting.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
It is.
Good job.
I love that song. I like a lot of Three Dog Night songs.
Yeah.
And got to introduce Chuck Negron in concert one day.
You've told us
one time.
That.
Yeah. At Fort Hood.
Wow.
He was the headliner, and I got to do that introduction. It was pretty cool.
That is great. Did you spend any time with him?
No. I met him, shook hands, and then his manager gave me the rundown while he was standing there.
Right.
About when to introduce him, and it worked out relatively well.
Yeah. Relatively.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Someone else did. And then they were like, there's a little confusion. I'm like,
I was
told to say, here he goes. You know, when I heard something, this certain phrase, that's when you introduce him. That's what I did. And anyway, it was all right. I wasn't worried about it.
How long ago was that?
Oh, shoot. When I was working at the Bear, so that would have been 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm old.
Pretty cool. Good memory. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. We're brought to you in part by Alliance Bank. Alliance Bank, Central Texas, independently owned and has been helping families and businesses in Central Texas meet their financial needs since 2007. Two locations in Waco, one in Temple, one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank, Central Texas. All right, Pat Combs coming up next segment. He is our color analyst on the Baylor third-tier television broadcast and, again, does such a tremendous job. Here's how well connected Pat is with the coaches, you know, and the players that come in to play against Baylor, certainly with Baylor, but then the schools that come in to play Baylor also. But then the last series of the regular season, Oklahoma State was here on a Saturday, and a group of guys, boys, 11, 12-year-old team from Prosper came in. It was Jet Eade's birthday and another guy on the team, Sawyer, somebody's birthday. So what they wanted for their birthday was to come to a Baylor baseball game.
Oh, nice.
So pretty cool from Prosper, which is not a short trip.
Right. Is that down by Houston, right?
Or no. North of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like almost way north of Dallas. So up there. And they came in, and Darren Thomas, Baylor's director of baseball operations, did a tremendous job getting him on the field for batting practice, giving him a ball, having it signed by all the players when they came by during BP. Pretty cool. And then we said, hey, if you want to come up to our booth, you know, our TV booth. Well, they did. All of them as a group came up there, and they took a shot from the center field camera, and we had them on TV. So it was a pretty good birthday, I would say. But I say all that to say these guys are on a team that's called Doolin's Dodgers, which in North Texas is very well known for youth baseball. And Pat Combs didn't coach for Doolin's Dodgers, but he coached for the Dallas Patriots, a team that played against them. So he's talking to these guys about, he knows Doolin's Dodgers. Yeah, did you ever play against the Patriots? All that stuff. So Pat Combs down to 11 and 12-year-olds.
Even there.
He's plugged in.
He's the expert. That's
he is.
Incredible.
He really is. So it is so impressive. And Pat is a great Christian guy to boot. So just perfectly represents Baylor and fun to work with on the baseball telecast. So without further ado, let's take a break. Pat Combs will join us on the other side. We're glad you're with us. Headed into the Big 12 baseball tournament begins tomorrow at Globe Life Field in Arlington. We'll be right back. We're brought to you in part by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0 Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100-plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at CentexSportsFan.com.
Cabrasas Landing is where Central Texans go to enjoy delicious entrees, chef-inspired homemade desserts, and breathtaking views of the Brazos River. Try their new gourmet burgers, including the Ace made with Akaushi ribeye, or Coach Drew's Green and Gold Burger. Their impressive menu also includes Duroc pork chops, braised beef short ribs, Chilean sea bass, Ora King salmon, and the best chicken fried steak in town. It's over a pound of true satisfaction at the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years of experience to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Baylor, Big 12 Baseball.
on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears open play in the Big 12 tournament in Arlington Wednesday afternoon against Oklahoma State. 3:45 for the warm-up show, 4 p.m. first pitch from the Big 12 tournament Wednesday.
Follow the Bears through the Big 12 Conference with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas.
You're listening to The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
You know, has that look of a future Major League player.
It's this one a long way to center field. Ty Johnson is back at the wall. He jumps.
Got it.
And he made the catch. Wow, right at the wall. Outstanding defensive play by Baylor's Ty Johnson.
390 fence in center field, but here at Baylor Ballpark, it is 400 in that dead center's area, and Ty Johnson gets back, measures the fence, makes a leaping catch. Looks like his glove got above the wall. J-Mo, check it out.
I think he did. He did.
He got it.
Wow.
Now back to today's J-Mo Radio Show from the Alan Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris, and Aaron Sexton.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Tuesday. Aaron, can you believe they put those Yahoos on TV? They let them talk on TV. Pretty amazing. Well, one Yahoo and one guy who's very, very good at what he does. That would be Pat Combs, who joins us now. Pat, our color analyst on the Baylor Baseball TV broadcast, third-tier broadcast, a lot of others as well. And Pat, welcome to you. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. So good to join you on the eve of this Big 12 championship week. But, I thought we were done broadcasting.
That's right.
We get overtime. I love it.
That's true. Well, just send us an invoice one more time. always great to visit with you. And so good to get your input on the Big 12 and on Baylor. You saw a ton of Baylor games this year, but you also saw a lot of the other teams in the Big 12. Going back to, did you work that very first tournament of the season at Globe Life Field?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Globe Life tournament, the second weekend. You know, the Rangers have just done a great job of bringing college baseball to Globe Life. And so we had two weekends back-to-back, and then I went down to Houston for the Astros Foundation Classic.
That's what it was. Very good. So you saw a lot of teams really early from this league, and as the season plays out, West Virginia is the Big 12 champs this year. How about that? First-year head coach. Baylor didn't see them this year, but what do you think about West Virginia winning the league this year?
Yeah, and Steve Saban's taken over for Randy Mazey, and it was a bit of a surprise, not because of the coaching change in so much respect, but just because of, you know, West Virginia typically has been a really solid, grinded-out type of a team year in and year out. But, you know, it's one of the most northerly teams in the Big 12, and they typically start slow and they get better as the season goes on. Well, they came out of the gate really strong this year and then just continued to build. And, of course, had a great conference record. They win the conference this year, get that number one seed. But, a bit of a surprise just because of not only the coaching change, but the fact that, you know, they typically start the year slower.
Yeah, tremendous start for them and season overall. But to do it in a first year with a new head coach after Randy Mazey had been there a long time, that was really impressive, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. Great run by those guys, and they typically recruit really well. That was kind of the MO for Steve Saban. He was the recruiting coordinator for Randy Mazey as an assistant coach there for a number of years, and so yeah, him taking over, it was a very seamless, you know, takeover for Sabes, and just did a great job. Yeah, great coaching staff. They're one of those blue collar type staffs. They get out on the road. They know they have to work harder to draw players to West Virginia, and they do a great job up there.
I want to talk about Baylor for sure, but just be interested in your thoughts on the league overall. There was so much parity this year, and I mean, it was bigger than it's ever been with 16 or 14 schools this year. But what did you think about the league overall over the course of the regular season?
Yeah, you know, you lose Texas and OU, obviously baseball powerhouses traditionally. But who invades the conference? You know, none other than Arizona State, who have obviously had great traditions in baseball. And so you really from the start, I thought this was going to be a great baseball conference, and it certainly played it out that way. You know, and I did get to see both Arizona and Arizona State early, and they you know, would be what you would think they would be. Very, very strong on the mound, really solid lineup. So I thought that those could be in the top quartile. TCU, I thought, after having a rough year last year, came back, and I knew they were going to be better this year, and certainly the mound, but their lineup was solid throughout. And so I thought TCU would be in that top quarter of schools. And then, you know, a couple of surprises, J-Mo, that we thought were going to be strong this year that just didn't put it together was Oklahoma State, who by many were ranked number one preseason in the Big 12 preseason poll. And the Cowboys looked like they had all the ingredients to have a big run this year, and they just could not put it together. And then Texas Tech, you know, traditionally Tim Tadlock has done a great job out there in Lubbock, and Tech had a really probably their first down year in a dozen years in baseball.
Yeah, and how do you explain Oklahoma State? I mean, we saw them a couple of weeks ago in Waco. God, they got some big guys. They've got some big left-handed bats in the middle of the order, some big 6'9 pitchers on the mound. Boy, they've got the look of a team, you know, that was deserving of being picked number one.
Yeah, they sure did. And, you know, Josh Holliday does such a great job. And you know, ever since he arrived at Oklahoma State as a head coach, they have made the post-conference or conference tournament and postseason every year since he's been there.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, they lost two out of three of their starters early on, and I think that really set them back. You know, the big starter they have that Baylor will probably see tomorrow in the opening game of the Big 12 tournament, Bodendorf, is just fantastic. He's one of the top left-handed arms in the Big 12. He and the kid from Kansas, Bagley, had outstanding years. I think those two guys were the top lefties that I saw in the conference in the starting rotation. But, yeah, they just had struggles trying to replace those two guys. They used a number of freshman arms. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get. We've seen that happen, right, J-Mo? With, you know, you put a freshman on the mound, and sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. But, yeah, they just struggled. And, they put it together about the weekend before they got to Waco. And of course, beat the Bears 2 out of 3. And they are, I think, playing better now that they got all the pieces back. And they got better starting pitching at the moment. But, yeah, they're probably going to have to win the Big 12 Conference Tournament to get into the postseason this year.
Wow. Well, they're playing great now. They've won 8 of their last 9. They 2 of 3 against Baylor, swept UCF before Baylor, swept Arizona State last weekend. So that's Baylor's first-round opponent tomorrow, 4 o'clock from Arlington. Baylor versus Oklahoma State. What about the fact that those two teams have seen each other, you know, as recently as 2 weeks ago? I mean, it's very recent. How does that play into a rematch in the first game of the conference tournament?
Yeah, you know, the good news is they both see each other. They both know the lineups, what to expect from hitters. You know, the scouting reports, if you didn't have a good one before then, after 3 games in the last couple of weeks, playing against each other, you certainly know now, you know, how to pitch to guys, how to get, you know, how to position players defensively. So it won't be any surprises. That's the bottom line. Now for Baylor, you know, the challenge is the lineup is, you know, an older lineup that you felt like was really going to produce at a high level this year, just had their ups and downs. There were times when Baylor looked like world beaters. You know, they go out to Arizona, their third conference series of the season, and beat the Wildcats 2 out of 3 on the road. And at that point, the Bears were 20-9 on the season and looked like they were going to, you know, put together a pretty good run. But the lineup just really faltered at times. And then we lost, a starting pitcher that had started out the year tremendously, Carson Bailey, and looked like he was going to be a legitimate number one guy. And then, of course, you lose a big player like that. You lose a setup guy like Will Glatch, who was just outstanding this year, setting up games for Gabe Craig, who I think is one of college baseball's best closers, if not the best. But, yeah, just down the stretch, Baylor started, you know, you started seeing some injuries, and then you lose Bailey, and now they've got themselves kind of backed into a corner where it looks like the Bears will have to win the conference tournament as well to get into the postseason.
Yeah, it looks that way. Headed into the conference tournament, what do you think about, you mentioned the closer for Baylor, Gabe Craig. What an outstanding year. I mean, I know you have when you say he's one of the best closers in the country, you've got the perspective to back that up. How about the year that Gabe Craig is having for Baylor?
Yeah, and J-Mo, we could go back years. You could probably put Gabe Craig on a list of the top 2 or 3 closers of all time at Baylor. I mean, his statistics tell you that. You know, 10 saves this year, a .59 earned run average. I think he's given up 1 earned run in his last 14 appearances. you know, the strikeout to walk ratio, when you look at a pitcher's stuff, his makeup, the fact that you're a closer, it tells you he's got the mentality. He's got that bulldog mentality and comes in and just feels like he's going to dominate the opposition. It certainly has shown up that way. But the eye-popping statistics that tell you that a pitcher is something special is 47 strikeouts, only 3 walks. And one of those walks was intentional.
Over
23 innings. I mean, that just tells you that's major league caliber stuff at a D1 level. And not only has he been put into some situations where high pressure, you know, need to get the next out or the next 3 outs, or he comes into a situation where he's got bases loaded or men in scoring position, and you absolutely have to have a strikeout, and he just produced time and time again. The cherry to top it all off for me, J-Mo, was that game where he came in and pitched the last 4 innings that went into extra innings. Baylor had to have the win, and they stretched him out, and they get the win. That was just so amazing to see a closer who's typically, you know, geared up for 1 inning. And he stretched out to like 51 pitches, and I think he had 7 or 8 strikeouts in that 4-inning time frame. But he said, "Coach, give me the ball. I'm going to go out there and keep pitching until we win."
Wow, that was amazing, truly amazing. Not just Gabe, but the entire pitching staff. What an improvement this year for Baylor. And Sean Snedeker, the first-year pitching coach, he certainly deserves a lot of credit, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You know, when you see what historically Sned has brought to pitching staffs, you know, he typically will come in and do a turnaround situation like he did with Baylor this year, and he's done that in multiple stops, you know, going back to Oral Roberts, to Duke, to Lamar. I mean, the guy's been amazing everywhere he's been, plus a 13-year professional career. So he's got the cred, right? You know, when you bring a new pitching coach in, the pitchers are like, okay, who's this guy and what's he going to do for us? And he's just been amazing. And they bought into his process and his system. And you and I talked about this multiple times over the course of the season. But, you know, when you have a pitching coach that systemically is really good, you know, he understands the mechanical side, but he really harps and spends time on talking to pitchers about trusting their stuff and what they bring to the mound. And when we say trust your stuff, what he's saying is, guys, challenge hitters. You know, you got to look at statistically what goes on when you throw strike one to a hitter. When you get ahead of a hitter, his batting average drops about 80 points. You go 0-2, his batting average drops about 120 points. So doesn't it make sense if you're a pitcher that command is the place that you want to focus on as a pitcher? And so he has come up with these statistics that he calls the free pass battle. And whenever a team, a pitching staff, wins the free pass battle, they win the game 80% of the time.
Wow.
And that means, obviously, you know, hitters that get on by way of walk or hit batter or error or any other free passes that allow those batters or hitters to advance around the bases are considered free passes. And so what he does, he keeps track of that. And then he has done it for 18 years, and he's got a booklet. He just keeps opening his book and keeps adding pages to it. And he says, look at this. It hasn't changed in 18 years. The team that wins a free pass battle wins the game 80% of the time.
Wow, that is amazing. All right, one more question on pitching for you, and I know you'll like this one as a former left-hander yourself. But that string of left-handed starters for Baylor, and I'm not sure what the number is now, 39 or 40 straight games, all the way back to March 2nd, Cole Stasio was the last right-hander to start a game for Baylor. That's amazing, isn't it, to start that many left-handers in a row?
No, it really is. I mean, we talked about this. I don't think I've ever seen it. We've been doing games for, 15 years now, J-Mo?
And right.
I mean, I've never seen that, ever. I don't think I've ever seen a team go, like, more than 5 or 6 lefties.
Nothing close, yeah. Nothing close to that.
So I don't know what you know, kind of record that qualifies for, but I'm sure Matt Caldwell,
right,
our SID, is going to pinpoint that one forever, right? That's something we'll never see again, probably. But, yeah. I mean, you look at the way Baylor was constructed from a pitching staff, you know, and think about this, even 2 years ago, they were struggling so bad to find a lefty just in the bullpen, not much less a starter.
Right.
They asked Ethan Calder, who came in as a two-way player and was projected to be part of the outfield rotation, and they said, Ethan, when's the last time you pitched? He's like, well, I pitched in high school last year. I said, well, you might want to try it again because we need a lefty, like, really bad. And then within 2 short years, Baylor adds 7 more left-handers. And, you know, those top 4 guys that they've gone with and part of their rotation, not only on weekend rotation, but now midweek games, you've got guys like Ethan Calder. you know, of course, he was in the rotation all throughout the year as part of the weekend group. And then you had Mason Green, who was projected to start, but then started the year hurt, but then got healthy, and now he's been part of that rotation. And then Caleb Jamison, who's been doing a lot of the midweek starts. Gosh, who am I missing here?
Well, there was Bailey in there for a while, Carson Bailey, yeah.
That's right, and Bailey was in there for a while. Then you had even Stephon Stahl started a couple of games. You had Bryson Bales in there that started a few games. So, yeah, it was just kind of funny how it worked out that the Bears chose to go with the left-handers to start most of the season, and then they had mostly right-handers coming out of the pen.
Right.
And then those guys were tremendous coming out of the pen. So I think that was part of the equation was Mitch Thompson and Sean Snedeker saying, hey, look, you know, some of our really good back-end bullpen arms are right-handers. Let's not mess with those guys trying to convert them into starters. Let's just kind of leave it the way it is. And you can start to play even some matchup baseball with these lineups. Once you start that lefty, then you can bring those right-handers in later in the game. And it's actually worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, I would say very well. Pat Combs, our guest, former Baylor pitcher, former major league pitcher, first-round draft pick of the Phillies, number 11 overall in the first round by the Phillies. All right, how about Tyreek Kemp at shortstop this year? What an amazing transformation, really, from last year to this for Tyreek.
Man, and I don't think there's even enough words to describe what we saw on the field this year with the Baylor shortstop. I mean, he has put himself into the conversation as one of the top shortstop in college baseball this year. Amazing what he's done on defense. He has made some spectacular plays. He's earned himself into the top 10 on ESPN a couple of times. I mean, it's just been really fun to watch. And then with the bat, yeah, and that's where, you know, we saw on both sides of the field, you know, he got better on defense, where last year he would make the spectacular play, but at times kind of, you know, sometimes boot those easy plays. Well, that wasn't the case this year. He was making the easy plays and the spectacular plays on defense. But then with the stick this year, what an amazing transformation we saw from a young hitter who went from about, I think there was a point, J-Mo, we looked at the stats. He was batting somewhere in the 160 range as late as the first part of April last season. And then he finished the season strong last spring. He goes on to the summer tour with the Netherlands national team and was able to play around some older players who really, you know, worked with him and encouraged him. He made a couple of adjustments with his swing. He came back this year and out of the gate all the way through the season, he just continued to see his average rise. He went from batting ninth in the order and then eventually batting into the number three hole in the Baylor batting order, stabilized the middle of that lineup, and then brought some power with it. You know, the guy only stands about 5'6", but he hit 7 bombs, hit 14 doubles, and you know, slugging percentage was like third on the team, and you're going, man, this is just unbelievable to see a player make that big of a jump year over year.
Amazing. Amazing. That was really fun to watch. All right, final question for you. How would you characterize the improvement for Mitch Thompson and this team in his third year? They're wrapping up their third year. Hopefully they play till Saturday this week. But about the improvement that you've seen in this Baylor program from year one to two to three.
Yeah, if we go back to when, you know, Mitch was hired from McLennan, you know, back in 21, it was June of that year, and he really lost a lot of that recruiting cycle. So, you know, you don't ever like to give a coach a pass on a recruiting year, but that was a late hire, and he didn't really have a chance to go out and get his guys. And so, you know, he and Zach Dillon and Jim Blair, and they did a great job of you know, that next season going out and finding some really strong players. And, you know, the pitching staff just got completely overhauled, which needed to happen. But, you know, in two short years, Baylor has built something now I think is a foundation going forward. And look, I think, you know, Mitch would probably tell you that this year was probably a little more frustrating for him at times because in their minds, I can tell you, their coaching staff felt like this could be a top, you know, 50 team or a top quartile team in the Big 12. They didn't get that done, but they were also preseason ranked 13th out of 14 teams in the Big 12. So really a nice bump up in terms of, you know, building the foundation and going forward now. But I think it's going to take another recruiting cycle. And look, they know what the battle is at Baylor. You know, you've got, even with the portal now, you've got to keep the players you want to keep. So you've got to re-recruit your players every year. And then Baylor doesn't have unlimited, you know, revenue or to spend on players. You know, the SEC is getting about $1 million per team to go out and spend on players in the portal. And Baylor just doesn't have that budget. So they're constantly fighting to find the right players, the right fit, the guys who can come to Baylor and obviously go to school here and afford it, but also try to find the best players that they can find that are available. So it's always an uphill battle for Baylor in that respect, but I love this coaching staff. You won't find a better staff in the country that loves the school the way these guys do. And, Jumbo, we've talked about it, right? This was Mitch's dream job.
Oh, yeah.
Right? From the
yeah.
time he was an assistant coach for 17 years for Steve Smith, and he gets this job, and he put together a staff of a couple of former players, one of his best friends in Darren Thomas, who was a former head coach at UTA for many years, and then this year bringing Sean Snedeker in. I love that pitching coach hire, and I think Sned's going to go out and find some really good arms this year in the portal and on the recruiting trail. I think it's nothing but trend is up now for Baylor baseball.
Man, very well said. Well, appreciate your time today, and love working with you all season long, and hope to see you over in Arlington tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow, Jay.
All right,
look forward to it.
All right, thank you very much, Pat. Pat Combs with us, Baylor television color analyst for baseball, does a terrific job. You can tell how knowledgeable he is, how plugged in he is, and always great to get the insight of Pat Combs. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Look ahead. Wrap things up in the 2 o'clock hour when we come back from the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business, on the web at alansamuelsdcj.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine Diamond and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DamoreFineJewelers.com.
Is it time to upgrade your garage, barn, shed, or warehouse with a new garage door? Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service boasts the largest garage door showroom and design center in Central Texas. Revamp your style with new customized garage doors with windows. Free estimates are available, and all calls are answered by an operator 24/7. Precision Garage Door Service, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com. Ask about their financing options.
On the road again, Camper Repair and Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair and Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive. Check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
Whether it's a problem with your debit card or just a simple question, things always seem to come up when your bank is closed. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you have access to a real, live, local person who can resolve issues and answer questions from 6 to 8:30 every morning or from 5 to 10 o'clock every evening. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
Baylor, Big 12 Baseball on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears open play in the Big 12 tournament in Arlington Wednesday afternoon against Oklahoma State. 3:45 for the warm-up show, 4 p.m. first pitch from the Big 12 tournament Wednesday.
Follow the Bears through the Big 12 Conference with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's share some birthdays with you before we get out of here today. Aaron, it is, had it, lost it. Here we go, scrolling birthdays today. It is Brett Mills' birthday. A lot of you know Brett here in Waco. He and his wife Emily do tremendous work. Happy birthday to Brett Mills. It's Matt Dollar's birthday today. Happy birthday to Matt. It is, looking. Ooh, and Terrace Bryan's birthday, former Baylor defensive back. Happy birthday to him. And I saved this one for last, the big buildup. It is Brent Ingram's birthday. Oh. Brent is my next-door office neighbor and head of Baylor Athletic Communications. Heads up our department, does football, and just does a tremendous job. Fellow Kentuckian also, Brent's from Lexington, and worked at UK for a long time, and then UTA and UTSA, and finally found his home here at Baylor. And he and his wife, Courtney, new parents again. They've had Harper. Harper is their daughter, and Reed, their son, is, I'm going to say, 2 weeks old, 2.5 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
I think he was born on May 5th, if I'm right. So 2.5 weeks old. Right at 2 weeks old for Reed, but happy birthday to Brent Ingram today from Baylor Athletics, one of the great assets we have in our department. Aaron, who would you add to the birthday list?
We will start with Tony Stewart, three-time Cup Series champion in NASCAR, also won the Indy Cup Championship in 1997, and he is the only driver ever to win both. Happy birthday to Car Racing Hall of Famer Tony Stewart. He is 54. Four, the great Cher, 100 million albums sold. That's just so low. Another 40 million with her ex-husband, Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
So a lot. A best actress for Moonstruck.
Yeah.
And she's the only artist with a number one single in seven consecutive decades.
Golly,
which is pretty incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good trivia question there.
Yeah, I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that. Huh. So happy birthday to the great Cher.
Do you remember the Sonny and Cher show?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
It was like I was six or seven when it ended. So
I kind of remember it. It was pretty good.
I do remember it coming on in her outfits. And, you know, you've seen videos since then.
Yeah.
It was slightly before my time.
Yeah.
I was very young. and we will end with a couple of former Baylor men's basketball standouts. Epe Udo, who I have a beautiful signed card by him at home with a patch from one of his Golden State jerseys.
That's
one of my favorite cards.
Yeah.
And I have a great card of another birthday boy today, Jeremy Sohan.
Oh, nice.
Of the Spurs and obviously Baylor men's basketball. I have one of him and Kendall Brown, a dual signed one in their Baylor uniforms. And it is my absolute, well, I don't know. That Davion Mitchell is pretty good.
Oh, you got so many good ones.
That's one of my favorite cards. It's a great double autograph card of Jeremy Sohan and Kendall Brown. Happy birthday to both Epe Udo and Jeremy Sohan on this fine Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday?
Tuesday afternoon. I'm May already 20th. Lost.
Very good. All right, good birthday list there. Happy birthday to all those folks. And we got to get out of here, make room for Stretch coming in next. We appreciate Pat Combs being on with us, Baylor Television baseball color analyst. If you missed any or all of that or want to go through and listen to it again, Pat's Pearls of Wisdom, you can go to syntechsportsfan.com or on social media, just search at 1660 ESPN, at 1660 ESPN, to get all of our local shows and local interviews available there. Aaron, thank you very much. We'll talk to you remotely from Arlington in the Big 12 tournament tomorrow in the 2 p.m. hour. Folks, stay tuned. Stretch is coming up next.
J-Mo, check it out.
This is ESPN Central Texas.